Welcome to Chapter 21, The Plane Ride Home.
I'm going to take you on this plane ride home with me. It's kind of amazing. It's been so long ago, but there's things in your life that as you feel these very unusual feelings, they stay with you. Long after people, places, and things disappear. But we tend to remember how we felt, especially if the feeling was unique. And I think that that would be an understatement. Well, here we go. I'm on my way to the airport, having signed this agreement with Martin Marietta to embark on a plane ride home from Salt Lake City. A trip takes around 3.5 to 4 hours. I get on a plane and it's interesting. I remember one of the very first thought I have, I started to think about where I was in life. What got me to this plane ride home? And the first thought I had was that I remember my mother and father using a green tin container that had six little compartments. And each week they would set aside so much money in their budget for gas and electric and food and what have you. I remember that over the years. And here I am sitting on this plane prior to takeoff, thinking to myself, I just signed a piece of paper that has the potential to generate more money by a stroke of the pen than my father grossed in 40 plus years at the Bulletin, getting up at 4:30 in the morning. That just blew me away, the thought of that. I never had any occasion to think along those lines, but here we were. Here I was. Combine that with the fact that a year earlier, roughly, I was a small, insignificant shareholder in Philadelphia of a penny stock that I had bought 6 years before out of Utah. Today, I'm the CEO of the same, for today anyway, penny stock,
which has just closed one of the largest deals a penny stock has ever done. That's a lot for this Irish boy from West Philadelphia to digest.
So on the way home, I kind of started, I reflected on how I got there and how lucky I have been. Just life, it just dealt me good cards, starting with my parents. But it was hard to really comprehend my background, my skill set, my experience on where I was heading. There was one thing I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Philadelphia that I left less than a week before is not going to be the Philadelphia I arrive at. That world is going to be changed forever. This flight was on a Friday. On Monday, we were going to announce this deal to the public. So every emotion that I could imagine I had, amazement, joy, fear, and there's definitely fear. I mean, anybody that would tell you that I was not prepared for this, to put it mildly. And it was probably the only time in my life that I actually felt overwhelmed. Joy, anticipation, apprehension, you name it. All of it at a high level. But the one thing that I realized is that I'm going to be able to treat some people that were there for me, starting with Mom and Pop. And I know that was ecstatic because Pop had an investment also in this stock and had been in it as long as I have and did it because of me. So that was probably the best part of what had happened from a personal standpoint at that point. Then I started to think about, okay, I digested that. And then I got to, where was I at in the present? Well, in the present, we had just pulled off an amazing situation. And it was an asset, the limestone property, that wasn't even part of Stansbury when I bought the stock. So the sequence of events just were bizarre. That's all I can say. That's a good word, bizarre. So not only were we going to have a serious corporate development, but also I began to realize that I had to make some decisions in my life. As not tomorrow, not the next day, but my future looked a whole lot different than it did before I went out. Obviously, we had Sun Oil. I was still, you know, struggling to keep Margate from going into foreclosure. I mean, it's bizarre to think about where I was in life from one end to the other end, and it was like apples and orangutans. But I knew one thing. I knew that I had to really do some serious planning and reflecting and whatever to comprehend what was happening and then to somehow adapt to it. And then finally, where do I go from here? Because obviously here has just changed dramatically for me. So that's all of these emotions and thoughts going through this ride home. And I thought to myself, you know, this is kind of in a way larger than life, certainly for me. And I think it would be for anybody in my situation. So I decided for the one and only time in my life to have a chat with the Lord. And as I said at the outset, it has nothing to do with religion. It had to do with how I was going to spend this rest of my life, this career, because not only did the Stansbury have an impact, but it also, I realized, would have an impact on my credibility, career, opportunities, and so forth going forward. Because I was the new CEO on the block, and it wasn't that much longer into the future when this whole thing went down. And I just happened to be in the right place at exactly the right time. So this was the deal I made with the Lord. I said, listen, Lord, if you keep this coming, this meaning, this financial success, I will keep spreading it around. Well, it's been over 40 years since I've had that conversation. And by the way, I've had no other conversations since, well, certainly not that nature. But it's been over 40 years and over $15 million in that little plane ride, that little conversation. And I am happy and proud to say that we have both kept our end of the bargain. I have never had a bank account. And I have said that I've made the best deal ever because I swapped $15 million of the money that I made for the life that I've been able to live. Thank you.
Up next, the perfect place to get great news.